counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, another week, another countdown. How's it going? It's Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland in with you. I am here. I've magically reappeared.
Believe it or not, we're on the same episode for the first time in, it's been almost a month, actually. We took 1 week off at one point, and
yep.
You're with Gianna 1 week, and Mike another week, and I was with Mike last week. It pretty much happens every summer. I'm going to be gone on multiple other occasions.
I know.
They're all,
I was just taking my respective vacation from the show, right, before you take yours.
Our summer guest hosts.
It's although you're incredibly lazy because you didn't even change the intro or anything.
You sprung it on me last minute. I don't know how to do half those things.
I'm just kidding.
I was just like, it'll be funnier if I just
leave it in.
Just leave it in.
You. I will say this. I did listen to the show, and you did an okay job portraying me. Mike did an even better job portraying you.
Oh, good to hear.
So that was good.
He could take over anytime.
Anytime, really. Anytime. All right. Well, we're back, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Brian's going to let you know.
I'm running off script this time, so we'll see.
We'll see
if it's all in my noggin. Earshot is a national campus and community radio report, which you can find at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We're going to bring you selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the show. And that list is compiled by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations who submit their top 30 albums every single week. You can check that out, as well as specialty charts, including electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, additional features, including monthly charts and yearly charts, interviews, reviews, and a lot more. So go check it out at your own convenience.
Good job, right off the top of the head. Also, you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. It's facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and at earshot20
I know
our
these handle things, on Twitter. I was like, I'm just not gonna guess. I don't know Anthony's bits. I only know my parts. I've said my parts about 300 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know your parts.
I know it's tough. I have to write down yours too when you're not here. So check us out online, and if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We'll give you an interview and play something from your latest release. We've got a big show lined up for you. Top 20. We've got Stephen back on the program with some music news for you. And Mike Roy caught up with B.A. Johnston, and it's part of our Sappy Fest coverage as that continues leading up into the festival. And keep your eyes peeled to our Facebook page. We are going to have an opportunity for you to win again this year. Sappy Fest passes, 2 passes for you if you are the lucky winner. And that'll be coming up soon on our Facebook page. What do you think about movement on the charts, Brian? Is it big movement, little movement?
Yeah, there's lots of new stuff. We're going to hear from 5 new albums this week that you haven't heard before, and pretty much everything else moving around. There's a couple of reappearances, and you'll find out in not too distant future whether or not we have a new number one. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Definitely lots of challengers have been coming in. There's lots of people, lots of records making big jumps. So I suspect that we'll have something new near the top very, very soon.
Good stuff. All right. We'll kick it all off with number 20 and head up from there.
All right, you're going to hear A Jukebox in a Desert of Snow by Great Lake Swimmers. They're back into the show with their latest one, A Force of Arms. It was at number 26 the week before. At number 19, dropping down from 14, is the new self-titled record from Catherine Calder. You're going to hear Pride by Design. We're going to close out this set of music with a new one by Shamir called Ratchet. It's at number 18 after debuting at 36 last week, and you're going to hear the track Make a Scene.
Here's your number 20 this week. It's Great Lake Swimmers. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Jukebox in a desert of snow. Cold speakers where nothing grows. But there is no limit to the fire under here. Down here, my crown is languishing under the weight of being free. figuring out anchor knots and standing still, feeling supernatural. It's still okay to have this dream. And anyway, sitting here, wondering how things got so sick, watching us turn into monsters and forget how to get home. Don't eat the light in me, I can't handle the dark around me. But don't you, don't drag me in there with you where it's so dark, I can't see anything. You come on in. It's a bitter dark night, it's alright. Let me take you in from this cold dark night. It's alright, it's alright. Anyway, sitting here, wondering how things got so sick, watching us turn into monsters and forget how to get home. Don't eat the light in me, I can't handle the dark around me. But don't you, don't drag me in there with you where it's so dark, I can't see anything. Na 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 na. Don't eat the light in me, I can't handle the dark around me. But don't you, don't drag me in there with you where it's so dark, I can't see anything, I can't see anything, I can't see anything, I can't see anything, I can't see anything. Can't see anything. I can't see anything. I can't see anything. I can't see anything.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
Frozen in place, our life will still
Earshot 20. Number 18.
Stranger kisses and pixie dust. Crazy nights that's filled with lust. I don't know you and really don't care, 'cause I'm never really aware. And girls like guys who's ripped and buff, and guys like girls who have big butts. And girls are sad all of the time, 'cause good guys are so hard to find. So why not go out and make a scene? Live it up, it's Saturday night, so let's kick our guts and start some fights. It's side effects of teen idleness, so adulthood is one big mess. They say I'm a big party machine, and all my friends say I get so mean. But what do they know? They're just all upset, because life's no answers, just one big guess. So why not go out and make a scene? So why not go out and make a scene?
That was Make a Scene by Shamir at number 18, up from number 36. The new record on XL Recordings is called Ratchet. At number 19, dropping from number 14, the latest from Catherine Calder, bearing her own name, and it is a track called Pride by Design in the middle of that set. And we kicked it all off this week with A Jukebox in a Desert of Snow. It's from the Great Lakes Swimmers and their newest record on Network, A Forest of Arms, at number 20, up from number 26.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're having fun this week. Lots of great music on the charts and lots to talk about. Guess who's on the phone? It's Stephen Karlick. He's chatting with us from Exclaim Magazine in Toronto. He's a friend of ours on the program and the senior editor there. And Stephen, it's always great to have you on the program to bring us some always great music news.
It's my pleasure to always be on the program and always bring great music news.
That's awesome. It feels like a match made in heaven.
There you go.
Why don't we kick things off and start chatting about some controversy that's been sparked over Factor Funding and Raekwon.
Yeah, this is actually something, it's been sparking controversy on its own, actually, this story, and I sort of wanted to address it. The Wu-Tang rapper Raekwon recently launched his Toronto-based Ice H20 imprint in 2011 and immediately signed Toronto rapper JD Era. As has become common in the Canadian music industry, the label has come under fire for receiving Factor grants. According to a report from Jesse Brown's podcast Canada Land, Ice H20 received a total of $11,000 under Factor's juried sound recording category. In other words, the money was intended to be used for new audio recordings from the Toronto-based JD Era. And through his management, JD Era told Canada Land that the recordings never happened. He claims he made no recordings with the money and was not compensated from the label. The relationship between Raekwon and JD Era has since been strained, and early last year, Raekwon told Breakfast Club that JD Era had quit music. Era soon followed that statement up with the arrival of a new mixtape. A representative from Factor explained to Exclaim that grants are only available to Canadian-owned record labels. In other words, at least 51% of ICE H20 is owned by a Canadian or group of Canadians. Factor also explained that organizations that don't deliver their funded album go into default, and they demand that funds are returned. So part of the controversy here is that people are very mad, and I think the headline at Canada Land was, and I quote, "Did Raekwon loot Canada for an $11,000 music grant?" And the case is that no, he did not loot Canada for an $11,000 music grant. Musicians get grants from Factor all the time for specific reasons, in this case to record an album. The album was not released. JD Era is, of course, upset that he didn't get to release an album, but presumably, since there's been no reporting otherwise, ICE H20 returned the money to Factor, as is the case whenever money is given and is not used for that specific purpose. It is given back to Factor. So there really is no controversy here. The controversy is that there is fake controversy. This follows a Canada Land interview with slagging off blogs Paul K. Lawton, who made some claims also that about Factor that weren't particularly true and weren't fact-checked by Jesse Brown. So some controversy there, but nothing to do with Raekwon and nothing to do with anything unseemly that went on there, other than the fact that poor JD Era did not get to release an album.
Yeah, it just sounds like controversy about controversy about controversy. I don't know, but it's interesting nonetheless.
People love to be mad about Factor and Polaris and other things that they don't really do their research on before complaining about.
Yeah, well,
there are certainly problems with everything, but we should get our facts straight first.
Indeed. All right, we will move on to another story, and this is kind of interesting. Meek Mill is tapping into quite a few artists for a new LP.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a wait for Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill to set his long-in-the-works Dreams Worth More Than Money LP with an official street date, but he's now announced the album will come out June 29th through Maybach Music Group, Atlantic, and Warner Music. Mill officially unveiled the details behind the recording on June 23rd over Twitter, confirming rumors that the album would drop at the end of the month. Earlier in the week, he dropped hints that the album would feature guest spots from major players like Nicki Minaj, Drake, and The Weeknd, and an iTunes pre-order that went live verifies this. In addition to the recent single Check, the album also features titles like The Trillist, I Got the Juice, Ambitions, Rico, and Pullin' Up. The whole track list is at exclaim.ca, so hip-hop fans, go there and check it out. Looks like a heavy-hitting album.
It does. It looks like a really good one, and lots of great names for Meek Mills to be working with.
Yeah, Swizz Beatz, Future, Puff Daddy, amongst the ones I already named, Rick Ross, so lots of good stuff.
Awesome. We've got one more before we kick back to the charts, and that is some news about Riot Fest. There's more to announce now, the September Festival in Toronto, adding some names to its lineup.
Indeed. The initial lineup for the Toronto edition of Riot Fest was announced recently. This week, the lineup was expanded with some fairly major additions. Most notably, iconic alt-rock act Weezer have been added to the bill. And before you start moaning about how you don't like Weezer anymore, they will be playing their classic albums, The Blue Album and Pinkerton, in full, one on one day, one on the other, which is very cool if you ask me. That will get me out to Weezer in a way that I would not be out to Weezer in any other capacity. Other additions to the fest include Prodigy, Bleachers, Cancer Bats, Courage My Love, and Ritual. They will, of course, join the previously announced lineup, which included Alexis on Fire, Wu-Tang Clan, Rancid, Motorhead, All Time Low, Tyler the Creator, Drive Like Jehu, Echo and the Bunnymen, Against Me, Thrice, and many, many more. So go to exclaim.ca to get more on that lineup.
Just a crazy, crazy lineup, and sounds like it's going to be a really great festival.
Always a big one.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts, and Stephen, will catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Buffy St. Marie at number 17, dropping down from number 9. Her new one is called Power in the Blood. You're going to hear Carried On, and then from Hot Chip, Started Right. Their newest is called Why Makes Sense. It's at number 16, down from number 8.
Your attitude, are you here to improve? we say we're only here by the skin of our teeth as it is. So take heart and take care of your link with life. It's beautiful.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
My brain.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Hot Chip with a track from the record Why Makes Sense. It's at number 16 and down from number 8. And that song was called Started Right. And we kicked off that set with Carry It On by Buffy St. Marie. Her newest record is called Power in the Blood. It's at number 17, down from number 9.
So as we told you at the beginning of the program, we are continuing Sappy Fest coverage and doing that this year in conjunction with Sappy Fest as we did last year. And we will have some passes to give away as well. Check out our Facebook page. That'll be coming up soon. But in the meantime, we're featuring artists who will be playing Sappy Fest, and we'll be doing that throughout the next few weeks. And we're working in conjunction with Mike Roy. He's working for Sappy Fest and also has a show on CHMA, which he does from the boardwalk. And he's got an interview with BA you're going to hear right now.
Tell me a little bit, what is a day in the life of BA Johnson, an average day?
An average day?
An average day.
Like when I'm on tour or when I'm at home?
Give me a bit of both. Let's do at home first, and then we'll do an on-tour day.
Okay, when I'm at home, I try and sleep in as late as I can, because it makes your day shorter.
It's very true.
It feels like you accomplish more in your shorter period of time. If you get up too early, then you kind of run out of stuff to do. And then I usually eat a leisurely breakfast, read the Hamilton Spectator, see if my mother's got anything on the chore list, and then maybe if it's nice, I'll go outside and sit there. I listen to Blue Jay games on the radio. That's either exciting or terrible. And then when it gets dark, I just watch movies or play video games.
Awesome.
Much.
That is
pretty
a
wonderful, exciting, action-packed life.
No, honestly, it sounds like a pretty enjoyable way to get things going.
My
so
existence.
Yeah, exactly. So what's an average day then in the life of BA Johnson on tour?
Try and wake up as late as possible. And then I sit in a minivan for probably anywhere from 3 to 9 hours.
Yep.
And then I unload all my crud, and then I play a show. And then I stay on someone's couch, and then I just repeat that for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Geez. So with that, I know you've got a pretty relentless, grueling tour schedule usually. You're usually going from one coast to the next in a matter of just weeks, if that. And how do you keep yourself going on those long legs of tours that just seem to be endless?
Yeah, it's a good attitude. Like, you kind of can't be too negative. A lot of people will be surprised to hear me say that.
Yeah.
You have to kind of, in your mind, be like, I can do this. It's going to be fine. Because if you don't, you have to be, like, iron-willed.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be all right. Because if you, like, flinch on that, then you'll depress yourself.
Exactly. Okay, that's very cool.
And then usually I just try and ingest caffeine constantly. Mm-hmm. And I try not to get too drunk.
Yep.
Then I'm hungover, but it's hard to do. And try and sleep a lot and shower.
Yeah.
Like, I did the last tour, and I was like, it was like really early in my tour, and I wasn't going to shower. I stayed at my buddy's house, and he was like, you should shower. It's good advice.
It is really good advice. I mean, I feel like at this point too, if you've been doing this for over 10 years, and do you feel like you've mastered the art of touring at this point, or?
I like, in a sad way. Like, I've mastered it, but I've also, like, there's nothing fun left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, on the ferry of Victoria, I don't look for whales anymore. I just sit in my car. So it's kind of like, I think I know where, like, a lot of the restaurants are, but I don't go to them anymore because I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, the best of, and the worst of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I guess I got it down pretty good. Like, I've been around a fair bit.
So you tour around here in the Maritimes even more than some of the artists that are born and raised around here do. So what brings you back to coming to the East Coast so often, especially when so many artists usually kind of skip over this area of Canada?
Well, they probably get to play the States, so they can skip it. I can only play Canada for some reason, or I've only done that.
Yeah.
So you kind of need to play everywhere so people don't get sick of you.
Yeah.
And the Maritimes have been good to me. Like, I can't really complain. Like, and as some of the markets get, you know, I find music scenes in cities are very, like, cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get really good and then really bad, and then there's bands and there's no bands, and there's venues come and go. So usually I find the Maritimes is one town kind of is on a downward trend.
Yep.
Other towns are on upward trends.
Yeah.
So there's always good places to play, and then you can just stink to stinky towns, like, earlier in the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I find Halifax is not as good these days, but, like, St. John, New Brunswick is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, like, works out.
my next question for you then is, obviously, you know, with what's going on for the Polaris Music Prize and all that, your album Shit Sucks has been nominated. So obviously, a congratulations to you, as, if you'd like, for having the nomination. How did you react when you first heard the news about that?
Kind of surprised. Like, I was... I kind of forgot about it. Like, usually I'm like, have this weird hope that my albums will get nominated, and then I pay a lot of attention, because especially if I'm on tour with another band, like, Ketamines and I were on tour, and we were both, like, really excited, and so we were like, because we thought maybe we'd both get longlisted, and then Muterus did, and we were, like, super mad, so we just bitched about it.
Yeah.
But this time I was, like, I didn't have internet for a couple days, so I didn't even know, like, someone, like, phoned me and told me.
To tell you the news, yeah.
So I was kind of surprised, and then I think it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
But then people, like, use it as an excuse to tell me how bad, like, CBC basically said that, hey, Rosetta should have got it instead of me or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no,
they
I read that article.
Like, a stick to, like,
I was a little, actually, I was very upset about it.
With.
I had a couple posts, like, queued up that I was going to put on my Twitter just complaining about that, about, like, the snarky comments from the CBC. And it's
look,
like,
I
well,
think it's Grant Lawrence, man. He does this weird thing where he, like, will occasionally say super weird slash mean things about me.
Yeah.
And then people will kind of calm on it, and he's like, haha, just kidding.
Yeah.
They can take it. But it's like, I don't really know. Like, I've talked to Grant Lawrence, like, once in my life.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't know him.
It just seems
like,
weird to me to be, like, to do this. Like, I'm not that famous. Like, you put a Nickelback, I'm like, I get it. But, like, I play to, like, 20 people, so it's like, I just, it seems odd to me.
Yeah. Let's turn our attention now to Sappy Fest, and again, just to tie it in with our website and all that. I know you're a longtime friend of Sappy Fest, and you've played at festivals before. So do you have a favorite memory or two from prior festivals that you could share with us?
Yeah, like, I really enjoyed selling meat.
Yeah, I heard some
stories
about this.
I don't think I can do it this time.
Yeah.
I'm driving, I think, like, another band and then another person out, so there's not going to be any room to bring a barbecue, but I think my fondest memories of Sappy Fest have been selling meat to people.
Yeah, I heard a good story. I think you were outside the Civic Center one year selling hot dogs.
Yeah, I did it there.
Yeah.
That was good. That was, I mean, it's all, and I did it outside the Legion, and then I've done it outside George's. But George's, I got crazy now, trying to do these meat roast beef sandwiches, and I think they were just, like, blood rare.
Oh, that's...
And then I also sold a guy a blue sausage outside.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry's.
Uh-oh.
He was like, should it be this color? And I was like, no, don't eat any more of that.
Just keep it as, like,
that was
merch.
Back when I was using charcoal, so
yeah,
it was kind of harder to cook things properly.
Well, yeah, I can imagine, especially something like Sappy Fest too, where things are kind of moving along quickly and all that. So
yeah.
Oh, well, that's, I'm glad to hear those stories. Well, I'm glad to hear you're coming back, at least. If not with meat in tow, you've got your music coming through, so that'll
be
solid.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun drive. Me and Strange Attractor are going to be in the same car.
Awesome.
So it should be a fun little trip for us, for the old men of Northern Ontario and Southern Ontario.
Wonderful. And I have to ask as well, on your latest record, Shit Sucks, I know there's a couple, I don't know if I'd call them bonus tracks or not, of Baby Crying and More Baby Crying. Is that a personal? Is that, and the hidden message as well from the phone, is that from your own little BA as well, the Baby Crying?
No, that Baby Crying is from Jamie Forsyth, who plays in Moon.
Okay.
And she did the flute, some of the flute stuff, and so her baby was there, and
oh, wonderful.
Cried a lot. Or he did. I don't know if he still does. So I just thought it'd be funny. I wanted to have it like a locked groove, so the crying would play forever.
Yep.
On a record player, but I don't think it really worked as well as I intended.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, I get to get to change your record, so I was like, man, that baby could just cry for like 1,000 years, and you eventually have to like stop cooking dinner and like actually physically change the record, which I thought would be really funny.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, BA. Thanks for tuning in here and helping us out with this interview for Sappy Fest, and we're actually going to have it airing on the Earshot 20 as well this week, so yeah, make sure to take a listen if you want, and if not,
thanks so much.
Thank you for joining, and we'll see you at the festival for sure too.
Alright,
great.
Bye.
Thanks, BA. Bye.
Empire's crumbling, Darth needs work. BK is hiring night managers. Darth brings his resume and he uses the force. He is a shoo-in, he can't be ignored. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Jar Jar Binks comes in on Whopper Wednesday, and then he disappears. Next thing you know, a couple weeks later, a special on the Big Fish sandwich appears. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Luke comes in whining, I want breakfast, but it is 10:33. Darth stares at him, says, you want a Whopper? Luke says, don't try that Jedi stuff with me. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Teenagers come in and order water, fill their water cups up with soda pop. Darth feels a disturbance in the force, next thing the teenagers know, their breath gets cut off. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to respect the seltzer pop machine. BK has got a new king now. Janice calls in sick for her shift. Darth Vader is super suspicious. She's partying down at the kegger. Next thing she know, Boba Fett shows up to get her. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Oh, 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 BK has got a Sith Lord now.
Earshot 20. Number 15. Shot 20. Number 14.
Away. about it. She's supposed to be here by four, but there's a stranger at my door. Did anybody tell you you don't live here anymore? Don't feel at home in this world anymore. Don't feel at home in this world.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Alone in This World by Patrick Watson, his newest album, which is long listed for the Players Prize. It's called Love Songs for Robots. It's on Secret City, and it's at number 14 this week, down from number 6. A debut from the new record from Fountain called Fountain 2 out of Victoria, British Columbia last week at number 49. They're all the way up to number 15 this week, and you heard a track called Brass Junction. And we have a little bit of an extra in there, falling off the charts not all that long ago and playing Savvy Fest. It's the new one from B.A. Johnson called Shit Sucks. You heard a track from him called B.K. Has a New King. And we just had a chat with him from Mike Roy from CHMA in Sackville, who we're partnering with all summer long to help bring us some great interviews with artists playing Cyberfest, which we'll, of course, be going to again this year. Looking forward to it in not too many distant weeks.
It's good stuff. You know, I was thinking the other day when I was listening to the show that you and Mike did, and then I was thinking about the show that Gianna and I did. I really think all four of us should do the show together, because I think it would be extremely comedic. There are elements that I love of everything that we all do. Like when we came back from a musical break, Gianna would say, after I said, it's the Earshot 20, she would say, hello, as opposed to just recapping what they heard. And I was like, that's
looser.
A nice personal touch.
And more fun.
Yeah.
I was jealous that you got to do the show with her after I heard it. I was like, that was a good episode. I've been
really
replaced.
No, we could never replace you, Brian. Yes, we could. All right. We've got
everyone's replaceable.
We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're going to do that now. Kick it off with number 13 and we'll move up from there.
All right, they only drop one spot this week. It's Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Their latest is called Multi-Love. Here's a track called Like Acid Rain.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Face Blind by Grounders. They're at number 11 this week, down from number 7. That's their self-titled record. And number 12 into the program, up for number 24, Jamie XX and his new record In Color on Young Turks. And number 13, down one spot, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Multi-love that. Jamie XX track was Girl, and the Unknown Mortal Orchestra track was Like Acid Rain.
Well, there you go. That's the first 10 of the top 20 complete this week. And before I forget, I will, when we come back in the next hour, I will tell you all about how my trip was for my fan fiction thing that I did for
this thing that definitely happened.
That definitely happened, according to you and Mike on the radio show.
No, I'm not a part of this.
All right. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The program is recorded and broadcast from local 107.3 FM every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to more than 20 great campus community and online radio partners. You can check the show out there, or you can check it out if you download it, radioforall.net, or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to the program, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because we have a lot more on the way, including the top 10, more with Stephen Carla here, Lowdown. It's going to be great. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.